Welcome to Thursday evening prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and go forth participating in conduct that brings our best self to each and every day forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. The Lord, our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give God the glory. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. Be joyful in the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. For we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age. The day is now past, and the night is at hand. Let us pray with one heart and mind. Father of lights, receive the prayer and praise we offer you as our evening sacrifice. Make us a light for all the world, delivered by your goodness from all the works of darkness, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Psalm 97. The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of islands be glad. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and burns up his enemies on every side. His lightnings light the world. The earth sees it and quakes. The mountains melt like wax before his face, from before the face of the Lord of all the earth. The heavens have proclaimed his righteousness, and all peoples have seen his glory. They are ashamed, all those who serve idols, and glory in mere nothings. All gods bow down before him. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced, because of your judgments, O God. For you, Lord, are most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. The Lord loves those that hate evil. The Lord guards the life of the faithful and delivers them from the hand of the ungodly. Light dawns for the righteous, and joy for the true heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. Psalm 98. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvellous things. His right hand and his holy arm, they have got him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his just deliverance in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and faithfulness towards the house of Israel. And all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. bring into singing and make melody. Make melody to the Lord upon the harp. Upon the harp and with the sounds of praise. With trumpets and with horns. Cry out in triumph before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. The good earth and those who live upon it. Let the rivers clap their hands. And let the mountains ring out together before the Lord. For he comes to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with equity. God, our Saviour, you sent Jesus into the world of sin and delivered him up to death for us. Kindle in our hearts the same love with which he loved his own to the end, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Exodus, beginning at chapter 16, verse 22. On the sixth day, they gathered twice as much food to omers apiece. When all the leaders of the congregation came and told Moses, he said to them, "This is what the Lord has commanded. Tomorrow is a day of solemn rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you want to bake and boil what you want to boil, and all that is left over, put aside to be kept until morning." So they put it aside until morning, as Moses commanded them. And it did not become foul. And there were no worms in it. Moses said, "Eat it today, for today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is a Sabbath, there will be none." On the seventh day, some of the people went out to gather, and they found none. The Lord said to Moses, "How long will you refuse to keep my commandments and instructions? See, the Lord has given you the Sabbath. Therefore, on the sixth day, he gives you food for 2 days. Each of you stay where you are. Do not leave your place on the seventh day." So the people rested on the seventh day. The house of Israel call it manna. It was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. Moses said, "This is what the Lord has commanded. Let an omer of it be kept throughout your generations, in order that they may see the food with which I fed you in the wilderness, when I brought you out of the land of Egypt." And Moses said to Aaron, "Take a jar and put an omer of manna in it, and place it before the Lord to be kept throughout your generations. As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron placed it before the covenant for safekeeping." The Israelites ate manna 40 years until they came to a habitable land. They ate manna until they came to the border of the land of Canaan. An omer is a tenth of an ephah. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages, as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it, so that the people may drink. Moses did so, in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarrelled and tested the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not? Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the Gospel according to Luke, beginning at chapter 24, verse 13. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, What are you discussing with each other while you walk along? They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days? He asked them, What things? They replied, The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. Christ Jesus was in the form of God, but he did not cling to equality with God. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and was born in our human likeness. Being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life of all who put their trust in him, raise us, we pray, from the death of sin to the life of righteousness, that we may ever seek the things which are above, where he reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Loving God, we pray thanks to you for all your blessings to us, for the earth which provides our needs, the natural resources and its beauty. In our prosperity, help us to be generous and compassionate to those who are in need. God of grace, hear our prayer. Living God, we pray thanks for our mothers, for those who loved and cared for us, and who taught us our faith and how to live a faithful life. We thank you for our Mother Church, which teaches us and surrounds us with the examples of other faithful people to follow. God of grace, hear our prayer. Merciful God, we ask for your mercy to be given to the country of Ukraine. We ask for your intervention to impart peace as an initiative in the minds of all those at war across the world. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican Cycle of Prayer, the Diocese of San Diego, the Episcopal Church, the Diocese of Gippsland, the Parish of Morningside, the Archbishop's Examining Chaplains, St. Hilda's School, Southport, St. John the Baptist Church, Bulimba, all parishes seeking clergy, all Anglican schools seeking chaplains, all prison chaplaincy ministry teams, all people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Be present, merciful God. Protect us through the hours of this night, that we who are wearied by the changes and chances of this fleeting world may rest on your eternal changelessness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.